Nickelback rules.
That is the weirdest fucking beginning I've ever heard. No,
I only did it because I knew that it would piss you off.
Yeah, but hey, welcome to Shut Up Cincinnati. Chris didn't even fucking do his intro, this son of a bitch. It's his turn, and he just...
You heard the last one Jason did, and it was fucking nothing. It was a somber, everybody fucking sad. Let's talk about sad shit.
Well, I was sad 2 hours ago. Now I'm fine. I had a Cliff Bar. We're fucking off.
And now Nickelback rules.
No, Nickelback's never going to
rule. I don't like Nickelback. You know that.
Yeah, you don't like Nickelback, but either way. Anyways, hey, we got a guest this week. Ryan.
Hey, guys.
Ryan is a friend of mine. We've grew up together, knew each other forever. Him and his brother was one of my best friends growing up in high school. I got to know him when he was rather young. I think the first time I met you... was in the stands at a football game. I was completely shit canned, and you were still in middle school.
Yeah.
And, it was good times ever since.
Well,
yeah,
and I'll tell you. Go ahead.
No, Nickelback wasn't around then. That was fucking awesome.
No, that's definitely a plus.
I'm not a Nickelback fan. I just know how much he hates it, so I fucking...
I hate it more than he does.
Yeah. All right, I'll tell you what. True. First thing I'm going to throw in here, because it's fucking awesome. I've known Ryan for about 5 minutes now, and in that 5 minutes, he has seen a picture of my dick. Not only does he not...
Perfect.
Thank you.
It's not a perfect dick.
See? And this is from a guy who would be very critical. Men are very critical of other people's dicks.
Wait a second. I wanted it to be awful. I was like, maybe it'll suck. Maybe discoloration. Any of it. Nope.
Can you describe the dick for us all?
So we have, as far as angles are concerned, there's a slight upslope, which is perfect for the G-spot if you're hitting that missionary style. But, you know, you pin those legs back. It's long. It's not skinny. It's not huge and thick, but it's not skinny. I didn't see the nuts. I didn't see the nuts, and I if they're saggy, that maybe fucks up the piece, but from what I see...
If they were saggy, you would have seen the nuts.
Oh, my goodness.
You know what?
Hey, he's got practically a perfect pecker, and he's 68 years old, so... I mean, it's pretty shocking.
Accurate.
I hear your dick grows as you get older. No, is that true?
It might be a gravity thing.
The nuts grow as you get older.
It might be a gravity thing. Yeah, I'm not sure.
But by any stretch of the imagination, is that dick average?
No, nothing even close. No, I just
refuse to make a comment on it because I think that's funnier to never give this guy my opinion of his dick. But two girls have said that it's not average. I'm just saying.
What do you think about it, Jay?
They say it is.
I told you, I refuse to give him.
I know you say that, but like.
Like, I'll tell you off
today's
air.
Today's the day.
No. I'm not going to tell
There's
him about
There's nothing
his dick.
Off air.
You know, when he
it's
doesn't
all
say
air.
Anything,
you...
that means.
I know. Yeah. I think that filled your spank bank for at least one night.
Oh, Jesus, not there.
Oh,
that never went
second.
To the spank bank.
He said he doesn't like watching porn with black dicks.
No, I hate
how
black
about,
dick.
How about that dick going in, let's say, fucking Joey Buddy Fuoco's ex, the Amy Fisher porn with that dick.
Oh my God, that's the oldest shit I've ever heard.
This is all
Joey
his references. You gotta be on your toes for his references.
You know, just because the porn stars are old doesn't make them any less fucking hot. Just because they're a couple years old.
No,
I
don't
want to tell you
hot,
guys something about porn stars. I have Alexa at my house, and I said, "Hey Alexa, today's Riley's birthday," because she knows my name.
Yeah.
If you go, "Hey, who are you talking to?" she says, "Ryan." I go, this is my 6-year-old daughter. I go, hey, today's Riley's birthday. And she went, Riley Reed's birthday is March 16th, 2001.
Porn star?
And yeah, brought up the young, and I was just like, what
Alexa's,
a bad name for my.
Alexa's
Alexa,
a freak.
You motherfucking freak. I said my daughter's birthday's today. You brought up Riley Reed.
Okay, well, let's look at this. We've always heard that Alexa just listens to everything and everybody's worried about that. And we know you're a freak. I know you're a freak.
Yeah.
The audience will soon know that you're a freak.
Yeah.
Anyhow, so what that hears all day is maybe you saying weird fucking shit, and so Alexa picks up on like he's probably into Riley Reed.
I'm gonna
you know what
you
I mean?
This.
That could make sense.
That's possible, but I know for a fact.
Like if mine says something, I'll be like, yeah, Jason, he likes to feed the homeless. Such a great guy. Because that's all I talk about is like saving the world and stuff,
yeah,
you know?
Right.
So
I'm going to tell you that I know for a fact when you say, hey, are you listening to me? Alexa says, I only listen when you say the action word, which is her name because she's a dirty freak. Say my name, bitch. And
I don't believe it, though.
I believe her because I believe in corporations.
That's a good move.
I also like Coca-Cola and bubbly and all that other shit. By the way, I brought several drinks. No one gives a shit.
I'm going to have one.
He's drinking a Blue Moon.
I'll tackle the Bud Light Lime here in just a second.
I got to go fucking buy toilet paper tonight somehow. So.
It's funny because she brought up the porn star's name. And, you know, my son's over here today playing with Kane. My son, Ron Jeremy, he's in there. And...
Has he got a piece on him?
His middle name's Jeremy.
Ron Jeremy. When I named him that, I wasn't even thinking about it. I was just kind of hopeful.
Yeah, that's perfect.
I like older porn stars. I think they're...
It's because you're older.
No, it has nothing to do with it. I'll tell you what it has to do with.
Does. Well, no, Jason's doesn't. Angry. I'm angry, too.
Now there's fucking too many of them. Back then, there was 20 of them, and you knew fucking all their shit, all their good shit, blah, blah, blah. Now there's fucking girls that just go and do porn and throw themselves a name. Back then, it was like Ginger Lynn and fucking Porcelain and
well,
all
another,
that shit.
Another thing today with the prominence of amateur porn, we don't want to know their fucking names. We want to pretend like this chick's only fucked that one dude ever. Like, this is a virgin getting fucked one time, and she's perfect, but
you
know, I don't want to know her again. But then I'll still look for the same girls.
I didn't watch a lot of porn when I was married, so I lost about 18 years of porn knowledge. But
really?
I will tell you.
What do you mean?
My porn consumption has not slowed down.
What do you mean? What was that, cheating or something?
I worked with my wife. We worked together. We were together all the time.
Did you guys go to the bathroom together?
No.
Yeah, right. So you go in the bathroom, you watch some porn, you fucking rub one out, get back to work.
I used to rub them out in the shower.
Yeah.
It was alone time.
That's a married.
He just, you see, he just moved the table with his dick.
See? Jesus. I'm telling you, anybody who wants to see it, I'm glad to show it because.
Did you show Ryan the vein?
No.
I
have to download. I'll download the vein. Here's what happened. I took a fucking sildenafil pill. As part of the experiment, I took
a
boner
pill. Why
would you
give the fucking medical name of a boner pill?
I don't know.
That was crazy.
I always called it boner pill, but this wasn't Viagra. It wasn't Cialis. It was just said sildenafil.
I take it.
Oh, do you really?
I know it.
So yep. I took 100 milligram one of these motherfuckers, and I went to this girl's house. Okay? Well, this fucking vein that I haven't seen in 30 years popped out of the side of this fucking thing. And I'm telling you, I told him, I told everybody listening, I said it looked like a fucking plum sitting on top that was ready to explode. A cat couldn't have scratched this dick. It was so fucking hard. But the vein was so impressive because I haven't seen it in so long. It hasn't been that blood engorged in probably 30 years. And I keep asking him to look at a picture of the vein because the vein looks like the tree of life, man. It kind of bends around and it goes right up to the head and like cradles the head.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And this vein was fucking screaming. It was fucking so full of blood. It was ready to pop. And I said, that was the most impressive my dick has ever looked.
Yeah,
with that fucking vein. Oh, I dug it like a day off.
It's like that pit full of snakes in Indiana Jones. Just this pecker was just all kinds of veined up.
Well, you saw it without the vein, and you were very impressed. I'll show you the vein here eventually, and you're going
to
go.
Oh, my God. We have to have video references and cameras. And
I don't think
whatever.
We can put
it anyway,
online, but...
We can always just black the face out. And I think I might have a good picture of the nuts, too, if you want to see those, but...
You think it's like boobs where you just got to blank the nipple out? Like if you put a dick pic up but put a black mark over the head and just show the shaft, it's safe?
I think maybe the pee hole is the dirty part.
The pee hole? So as long as you
put like a little happy face sticker on it.
On the pee hole and then you're good?
Now, have you ever, I don't know the right term for it, but you ever put something down your pee hole? Like you can get these glass tubes or
people use wax. I've heard of that.
Ugh. Yeah, the idea is like to almost get there and then slide that out and you explode.
Yeah, I've heard of that. It's
that
really
horrible.
Too fucking creepy to me. I mean, I'm a creepy fucking guy, but I ain't shoving anything down my
that
pee.
That sounds like pain. Yeah.
Do you remember the book Haunted by Chuck Palahniuk?
Yeah.
And that was one of them. There was one where someone got their asshole sucked out by the bottom of a pool vent.
Yeah, that was
down
a great...
there and jacked off while they were getting their asshole sucked on it. It prolapsed their asshole, sucked it out. But
that's one of my favorite short stories I've ever read.
My
goodness, was that fucking asshole
that
suction story?
Fantastic as shit.
See, I want to see what this thing is called. The glass tube down your pee hole.
Oh, there's an actual term.
For it. Yeah.
Well, I'm sure there is. There's a term for everything. Once you get through felching, doesn't he look like an old man when he's looking at his phone though?
Yeah, dude.
I can't
also,
see.
Also, look at that case, dude. What are you going to war? What the fuck? That thing's crazy. Throw that off a building right now.
Mine's nice. Got a nice wallet on it and such.
Whoa.
Oh, it's called called Sounding.
And he thinks it's a third.
Sounding is what it's called.
I bank a PNC's.
It says the kink where you stick a rock.
You gave it up, man.
Oh, God.
Jason's wearing shorts in a garage. And by the way, hey, since there's no cameras, this is...
it's a beautiful studio.
This is the set of... this is where they filmed Hostel. This is is the scariest shit. There's a dog that's 800 pounds behind me, not making a peep. He doesn't have shit to say.
But he's not sleeping. He's just staring at you.
What's his name? Tell him.
Wolfie.
Wolfie. Scary as shit.
The Wolf Man.
His dog walks up to you, and you're fucking covered with spit from head to toe. He's 5 feet away from you, and you're fucking got spit all over your fucking
body.
He's
a big, yeah. He's the man. So back off the dog,
how big's his lipstick when it pops out?
It never does because he's neutered.
Ah.
And he got neutered pretty young before the lipstick was popping out.
Got to see the lipstick.
Yeah, he's not a freak then, man.
Nah.
Because even without the nuts, though, I'm serious that I have a dog now. Adopted it. Yeah, well, it's Josh's dog. My brother, he passed away.
Yeah.
And my parents had the dog, and then my dad passed away. And now I have a mom that lives with me, and now I have a dog, right? All right, so we had to pause because...
Well, we were going to pretend like we never paused and get right back into it, but I like this too. And it gets me in a. Now I can put a little music clip in there. So,
pause, like dog pause. Get it? So, fuck, man. Well,
hey, remember my joke
dog,
last week about
boy.
The femur?
Well, you go ahead. Fuck it.
Oh, yeah, that was funny.
Well, he just beat that with the dog pause. But anyways, go on about your fucking dog.
I have a fever. I don't know what the fuck my point was. This dog's sweet. I have a dog now. Oh, he likes treats. Fuck, I don't know.
That was the whole point of the story?
No, I had better shit. I never...
What kind of
treats? Listen, lock the door to the studio that is the set of Hostel. This place is scary as shit.
You know, when you say the
dog... When was the last time you opened that fucking fuse box?
All the time.
Never. Bullshit. You don't know what's going on in there.
I opened that the other day to try to install a doorbell that I can't fucking seem to install.
Oh, that's sweet of you.
Anyhow.
That is cool.
Right now, everybody's sitting at home going, yeah, that dog likes treats. Likes fucking peanut butter. That's what he likes.
Hey, man, not all of them are sitting at home. Some of them are at the gym. Some of them are...
I don't think many of our listeners are at the gym.
If you would put up a picture of your cock, they'd be at home sitting around checking it
See,
out.
That's when you know it's big. There's no such thing as a little cock. There's a little dick and a little penis. Cock is big.
When they
you
say cock,
it's kind
of
confusing,
big.
Though. Your dick's big, but the fact that you're trying to tell us that it's big, and I agree. I'm with you. I'm on your side, but...
Well, hey, I don't think he was trying to tell us.
If you have a big cock, it's because two chicks told him it was small.
Average.
Is that what the problem is?
It all right. Crushed
it's
him.
An average. That's the only reason I'm doing it.
It crushed him. And not only should tell that, but
well,
now everybody
said, that's
at work
average.
Thinks
and
that.
And then I said, listen, oh, fuck you, it's average. And then I said, I'm going to show Brittany, the news girl.
Look at this cock. I want to show you my cock. What? You can, Jason, you can talk about whatever you
no,
want.
No, 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 it's fine.
Being so homophobic.
This is...
I think that this is a decent...
I honestly, I've known both of these two now for a decent amount of time. I've known Ryan for
now,
a good portion of my life.
Now, this is an upside down dick, but that's a decent boner dick.
And
right?
I...
Oh, good dick.
Thank you.
Good dick. Big mushroom head on this thing,
So what's
too.
Going
yeah,
on
yeah.
is...
It comes in...
Ryan is showing
look,
Chris's
now, so
dick.
Listen, what I've heard before is...
I don't want to look at his dick.
No, come on, Jay. So what I understand is the mushroom part of your dick, the idea was when we were evolving, everyone was fucking, you gotta make children, you know, and spread your genes. That mushroom head is yeah. to plunge out the cum from the last person that came in that pussy.
Oh, that is. I have read that.
Yeah, so he's it right. goes in and then brings it right back
Yeah,
because
you're like, fuck that guy. I want to impregnate you. So
now,
it sucks
Chris,
to come
I
out from the last person.
I
want to
show you one more thing that's fucked up, buddy.
Jesus.
Hold on now. I want to show you this because I'm proud of this because I did P90X one time. This is
wait a, minute,
a video.
Before you do it, it's a video. I remember you telling me a while ago.
Look how good I look. I'm shredded.
You were on your deck and you had the perfect cock photo is what you were trying to tell me.
Look at this.
I've known you too long. I don't want to
wait.
What you do.
I even twirl it and slap it around. Jason, just one time.
I don't want to look at your dick, man.
Buddy.
Spin it around like a
buddy. Buddy. It's a windmill, bud. I haven't make noises. Look. Jason won't look at my fucking cock. You know what, man? I would beg to see his cock. I swear to God, I would
he
pay
was
money.
Spinning it around like a hooker does with her titty tassels.
Oh, dude.
Are you inside or out? You're on your deck?
No, I was in the bathroom. I decided to stop eating food for like several days. Hey, listen. I wanted to get shredded up because the bitch is like, good bodies, right?
You wanted to get shredded up just to take a dick pic.
Yes. Hey, Jason.
You went on a crash diet just to take a dick pic.
I was miserable. I was about to pass out. All the blood that I had inside of my body went to my pecker at that moment. That's why the video is only 20 seconds. Now, if you guys would get some fucking cameras in here, everyone could see this thing. I'm proud of this shit.
And he was spinning it around holding the camera fucking still.
I held it. And that was early in the morning when you... Uh-oh, Jason.
There was some talent what? There.
Nothing. Hey, good for you, buddy. Good for you.
Yeah.
I wish you would have looked at it, though.
What kind of friend is that?
Unbelievable.
This is what friends do. See, this is why I wanted to get you two together, because I feel like you are the old version of him.
Yeah, but he's already went with, what, 68, I think he went with?
Yeah, 68.
The fucking guy that ripped me apart on the fucking emails.
That's old as shit.
It is, but fuck it. I'm not 54.
Well, you are.
Well, you're 20 years older than I am.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah, but let me tell you something. I'm still pretty fucking fun for a 54-year-old guy.
Listen, not only are you fun, your dick's better than anyone's.
See?
Come on, best dick in the room.
He's got the best dick in the room. Jason, why won't you get your dick out?
No, I believe you. He has the best dick in the room. I'll give the award.
My goodness.
See, all I wanted was
good doctors
above average. And I get best dick in the room.
Hey, you know what? You guys like do have in guy. Common again. You're the first person I know to tell me about narrowing your butthole.
I still do.
I do too.
This guy.
I need it.
So I was going to ask you about this. You were saying, okay, so I've got this side piece that eats my ass. And my wife eats my ass.
Does she want everyone to know?
I don't have a side piece because I'm not married.
Oh,
anymore.
Can you rewind that, please? No, I don't give a shit. I like it. I like it, and she doesn't love it. She does it because she loves me, and I like it. Right?
Yeah.
Right.
I remember you told me a story.
You married a giver.
You
That's
told me a story,
did.
And this cracks me up because
Thank you.
When
Absolutely.
I drive past my house, I can look through the woods and see Ryan's house. I can see his deck. And I remember you telling me a story.
Oh yeah, 4 miles
about right. you standing on top of your deck chairs. And her eating your butt.
Yes.
And it cracks me up because the house right behind them, their living room window looks right out to
yes.
your deck. So all they
yes.
had to do was look out the window and imagine seeing you, who's a big guy, you know, you're like 6'2", standing on some deck chairs while your wife's standing there looking like a giraffe eating a leaf.
Is this a
licking
great...
your butthole.
Is this a great country or what?
Then that's America, folks.
So what's funny about it is...
I think Mellencamp wrote a song about it.
I don't keep it a secret. Obviously, I'm not trying to like bring it up at Thanksgiving, but I told her brother about it. Her brother's the shit. His name's Dan. He is fucking hilarious.
He is the shit. I know
and
him also.
He laughed so hard and he just went, damn, man, my sister's a fucking freak. And he's just out in Mount Orb shooting guns, just, damn, my sister's a fucking freak.
He's all proud of it, probably.
Yeah, no, he was. He was just like, damn, she's kind of hot, isn't she?
There is not, the sensitive skin Veet is what I use. The regular Nair just fucking lit me up.
Oh, shit. He lost me for the Veet.
But I get the stuff off Amazon now. I used to buy it at CVS. I'm telling you, you've never Naired or Veeted your asshole and your nuts, you just take a whole fucking handful right up the crack. Nuts,
3 minutes,
bait,
right?
I wait 4 because I want to make sure it's
nuts.
Gone. I want to make sure it's gone.
Dangerous. Well, it's the sensitive skin shit, so it might make the difference.
Well, maybe. What are you pointing at me like I have sensitive skin?
No, you said you just use regular Nair, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
And
okay.
You just take the burn?
I
just like, I'll
deal
with
do
it?
When you do
no,
it,
I don't. I do,
it
doesn't burn.
No, it doesn't. The sensitive skin shit doesn't burn, and when you wipe the shit off, and you are smooth as the day you were born for at least a month.
Yeah, and also, listen up. It doesn't matter. If you want your ass eaten, that's your prerogative. However, if you want to have clean wipes,
yeah.
That's what
clean your asshole up.
That's what I said. And I said, guys have stinky asses and stinky balls because they have hair in there.
I have a beautiful asshole. And I've thought about bleaching my asshole before. I'm being serious.
But you're
not joking
your nuts
either.
Your nuts don't stink when you're out in public because you don't have any fucking hair there to catch the shit.
I actually...
I'm with you.
Hey, so I want to get a bidet. Maybe we can get a bidet sponsor. What do you say?
Hey, man. Cleanyourbutthole.com.
Yeah. So I wanted to get one, but since my daughter just turned 6... Since she was born, we always had wet wipes around. That hasn't changed. She's 6. We're not changing diapers, but you're always using a wet wipe, motherfucker, because it is crazy that
it's
we
so
just
much better.
Do dry paper on our assholes, pussies, dicks, balls, all that.
But every plumber
doing?
In the world will tell you not to do that.
No, check this out.
And listen, I do it. Don't get me wrong.
I want to tell you this, though.
Yeah.
We have trash can. I have bad plumbing. Mm-hmm. So if you're just wiping hoo-has.
Yeah.
You throw that in the trash can. If you're wiping your asshole with a wet wipe, you throw that in the trash can. That gets emptied every single day, but it has a bag in it, a small bag.
So
and fancy
like a diaper genie.
Basically,
you're still using a diaper genie, but you're putting your poop.
But adults are even doing it.
No, that's smart.
You sit down and you take a piss as a female, wipe your pussy. I'm not bothered that I have urine-soaked toilet paper in the trash can. No. I'll empty it today.
But shit-soaked? It's got to stink.
Not if you got a diaper genie.
Well, no, but...
you know what those are?
Well, yeah, but a diaper genie, you wrap the fucking diaper up and you tape the fucker shut and you do all that.
Yeah, you're right. There's a little bit. Maybe.
Well, check this out.
You got to put it in a bag.
You wipe your asshole with the toilet paper and then you would finish up with a wet one.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, so good you're, call. Yeah, good you're call. Not using wet wipes the whole time.
Yeah, no.
No,
no
I got
no.
it. It's
right,
for that last
residue.
Wipe. It's for that last wipe.
Exactly.
Now, that makes sense.
I get it.
See, I got a home warranty and it costs $75 for it. So if they have to come out once a year to get my fucking wet wipes out.
You guys have.
Are you being serious? That's a part of your shit.
Yeah,
you guys have
$75
septic tanks here, or that you got sewage?
Sewage,
yeah.
Not, I figured out here it'd still be septic tanks.
He acts like we live in like the great wide country.
Hey, my buddy lives in a much less rural
OTR?
Area than this, and
West
he still
side.
Has a septic tank. And his is up in Bridgetown. He's in a regular.
To be fair, my dad used to live a mile down the street, and he had a septic tank. So
yeah, really,
and
I didn't know that.
And then the fucking state came through the city and said, "Hey, we're switching over to sewage now. And by the way, you got to foot the fucking bill." Fucking $6,000.
Well, that's nice of the city.
Yeah.
What a fucking psychos.
Yeah.
They expect people just to pay that because they're going
to
change?
Yeah. They added it to his fucking water bill every month.
It sucks.
So what the fuck, man? Do you guys do current events or any type of shit? Where's the cheese tray, man? Brian Callen's not here. I dress like Brendan Schaub. I expected something fucking fancy.
You do
this
dress
isn't
funny.
The Joe Rogan podcast, is it?
Not at all, guys.
Jesus Christ. After we're done, we don't get to shoot arrows and wrestle?
We can wrestle, but I mean, it's going to be different.
Oh, man, I'm going to kiss
we
you.
We do current events. We do whatever the fuck we want to talk about, and we do it. Whenever the fuck we want to talk about it. You want to talk about current events? Hey, we're down.
No, I want to talk about ass eating. And I want to... This
I'm an
is
expert
my question.
There. Fire away.
When you get your ass eaten...
Yes.
The key is that your dick's in play.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Hands under.
Is there anything worse than watching a porn? Because I'm sure because you like that, you probably watch porn of rim jobs, right? Don't you?
I have, yeah.
Right. So what's weird is when a
like
dude has a limp pecker
he's really
with his legs
guys.
Back. Like, he's getting his diaper changed? Fuck that. No. You don't do all that weird shit.
Oh, no. Dick's got to be rock hard. That's what makes
it. Yeah, yeah. Weird. All right, well.
Yeah, people have weird. We've talked about weird sexual fetishes on this thing, and now we're going to add that fucking glass tube down your pee hole, because I don't see the thrill in there.
You know, we are, you talk about news. There is breaking news right now. The governor just shut down all bars and restaurants as
no
of 9 o'clock tonight.
Is he allowed to do that?
He can do whatever the fuck he wants. He's the governor.
All bars and restaurants.
Yeah, dude. Is he also a wrestler?
I'm the governor.
Fuck him.
You fucking shit me? You
no,
can't. 9
o'clock
McDonald's,
tonight.
Everything fucking closed.
Maybe you can do takeout. I'm not sure, but you can't go in and eat it out back. You know?
Hey, wait a second. You don't even know what you just said. You can eat it out back?
You
huh?
can't.
That's what we've been talking about.
Oh, nice.
Eat out back. Yeah, eat out
all right, back to the ass eating, guys.
Right. Put your face, I like it when they put their face right in the middle of my blooming onion. Right in the fucking
yes!
middle.
Now we're talking, dude. He prolapses his asshole and screams kiss lyrics and shit.
That's going to be fucking, that's going to be bad. The restaurant bar thing is going to be fucked up. Because,
yeah.
I mean, first of all, the grocery stores are fucking nuts right now anyway.
Uh-huh.
And now you have to fucking load up. Hey, I just got a text.
Amateur.
Just I'm kidding. Not amateur. Maybe it's somebody saying.
Nah, he leaves it always.
I was
on.
Kidding. I don't give a fuck
nah,
what he does.
He's an amateur. He's definitely.
I leave here. You guys make money off of me. Whatever.
You think we're making some money?
I'm
off
taking.
You.
Okay. Ex-wife just texted me. It said, as of 9 p.m., all restaurants and bars are closed except for carryout.
Well, you didn't believe me when I just said it. You had to
well, no.
wait till the
you,
fucking
you
ex-wife
said maybe
calls.
Carryout.
He just said that.
Yeah.
He said maybe carryout. Now we got confirmation.
Oh,
see,
confirmation on carryout.
Yeah, we don't like
oh,
anything.
You
want we don't like any loose
up.
Ends here,
yeah.
right?
So
no loose ends.
I'm Grubhubbing then, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
I on December 21st, mm-hmm. I shot a fucking deer.
Oh
nice.
Yeah, killed a deer, huh?
Had Why? It processed. What do you mean?
Was it trying to attack your kid
it.
Or something?
I make jerky.
Well, guess what else?
Fuck
Check me. This out.
I make deer jerky.
This is dark. Let me tell you a story. This is fucking weird. Okay, so the day after my brother's birthday, who died, he passed away. It's December 21st. I shoot this fucking deer. I hang it up in a barn. I'm nervous about this. It's gross, man. Everything about it's gross.
Oh,
gutting
sure.
it out. It has a smell. Even your farts smell like what you smelled when you gutted it. It's confusing as
your
shit.
Your farts smell like dead deer for the next
yes,
couple days?
I'm being serious. Much like, hey, Chris would maybe know this if he wasn't texting.
I'm checking research.
He's checking research, he said.
I'm researching. Yeah, I'm researching.
Have you ever fucked like a prostitute or like you know, a dirty side piece, and then your shit kind of smells like them?
Yeah, that's happened.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, not to the prostitute thing.
Not that they smelled like shit, but like it just kind of reminded you, you know.
Yeah, well, yeah, we talked about all that. We talked about stinkiness and kitty needs a bath, all that fun shit. I went to a hooker one time in Vegas in one of those fucking really expensive brothels there.
Yeah.
That was like fucking...
fantastic.
Oh, the greatest. Straight out of fucking
Playboy. How much?
Playboy.
2000?
300.
This was like... what? This was like 1984.
No, I'm telling a story about a deer. Shut the fuck up for a second. Now listen, so here's the deal. I hang the deer upside down. No, you... He's drinking bubbly. Hold on a second, guys. I'm opening a beer for my friend here.
This is peer pressure.
That's hardly a beer. It's a Bud Light Lime.
Well, that's it was just in the fridge. I figured I'd bring a variety.
That's just as gay as like bubbly, that. Just to say.
It's lovely.
Maybe more
you're
so.
You're not allowed to say gay anymore.
I just did.
I F word
honestly,
out.
I really hate the word faggot, and only when I'm called it.
We. Yeah, that is rude,
it's
isn't
the only
it?
Time it's like, why would you say that? So,
I'm not, so I promise.
This is the story. I'll wrap this shit up. I killed the deer. It was a buck. It was a 10-point buck. My nice. Dad's in the hospital. I don't know he's going to die in the next 9 days. I show up and tell my dad, I killed my first deer. And he goes, oh, that's great, buddy. He goes, what was it, a buck or a doe? And I said, it's a buck. And he goes, oh, shit, how many points? I said, 10. It was a 10-point. I said, what's the biggest one you've ever shot? And he just silence. And then he goes, 9.
He was jealous, wasn't he?
And I went, oh. Sorry about that. And he died 4 days later, and I think I killed him. So, well, I'm not hunting anymore. Hey, no, so back to coronavirus.
But no, here you go. Every for real, every father wants their sons to turn out better than they did. That's
not
the goal.
This one. Not this one.
He would have been happy.
If I would have had a hole in one, he would have told me I was wrong. You fucked up. It was an accident.
Hey, if you'd have said it was an 8-pointer, he'd be sitting here next to us right now.
Yes, exactly.
I knew Ryan's dad pretty well, and Ryan's right. He probably was completely jealous and pissed off about it. That's just the kind of guy he was. I mean, if he could, he would have had a cigarette and told you to go fuck yourself.
Yeah, yeah. He kind of tried to do that. Instead, he had some morphine and, you know, some really bad pudding. That was it.
That's hilarious.
But, yeah, man. So I have, by the way, if shit really hits the fan, I have tons of deer meat if you guys need it.
I want some because okay. I make jerky.
Yes, and I have a dehydrator. Is that the right word?
You said dehydrator.
I was nervous about what the fuck it is. I hate this trap in front of my face. Yeah, I'll bring you some.
That's very high-tech equipment there.
Yeah, that's old Spoofu Macho Project stuff there.
We have
yes! Spoofu Macho is the
we
shit.
We have the little Michael Jackson.
You should start this episode with Spoofu Macho.
No.
Why?
Because that's embarrassing.
Shame on you, dude. Hey, this guy, have you listened to his music?
I've listened to some of it.
You haven't heard what? Yeah, no.
I've fuck a heard. Sheep, fuck a goat while you're fishing on your boat.
He hasn't heard my old rap stuff.
Was yours was that your tune when you did it said, "Hey Bono, I hope you get AIDS"?
Yes.
That was you singing?
No.
It was not you singing.
No, I wrote that song, but I didn't sing that song.
Hey, do you remember Bono. When you guys did What's that Missy Elliott mashup?
Yeah.
Meow meow chicken meow meow.
We used to open mics and stuff. That was fun.
I won a lip sync contest once.
I don't know.
Let me tell you about it. It was really good.
This sounds perverted again. Yeah. Here we go.
It was totally normal. When I first moved here to open the Cheyenne Cattle Company. The other bars in Bourbon Street were owned by a different company, okay. And right downstairs there was a Fat Tuesday. It was a New Orleans daiquiri bar. They had all these real fucking strong daiquiris and these fucking things.
Fuck yeah!
And me and this guy from Fat Tuesday, I was at Cheyenne Cattle Company. We went on this fucking contest as Fat Cattle. We did Stand By Your Man, and fucking took the prize home.
Yes.
Fuck yeah, $100 bar tab.
Hey, that's a good gimme gimme.
Fuck yeah.
Stand by your.
I is, like me I felt, first in the gimme gimme.
Listen, I think
who
that
doesn't? My mom loves
Let's them. Calm down. That was a horrible story. I can't believe you just wasted 3 minutes of my life.
$100 free bar.
You know what's wild is what? I kind of was like, doing my normal thing where I just go like, everyone's okay, but that sucked.
That was a bad
and
story,
I'm glad
right?
you brought it up.
No, he's really good at stories.
Mad
That's,
Cow
I love
Company
his stories usually.
For, and then, yeah,
that was a bad one. Hey, drop that story.
Oh, let's get back to the prostitute in Vegas. $300? Are you shitting me?
I didn't even get... Fuck off. Fuck off.
Go ahead, though. Seriously, tell us about it.
I already told him about it.
Really?
It was paid for by
a buddy
of mine.
Oh,
I was here? Buddy of mine even footed the bill. A friend of mine paid the fucking bill, took us down there. He owned a beer distributorship here in town. This girl was fucking straight out of the pages of Playboy. I told Jason the only fucked up part was... She held this big-ass fucking bright light up to my package and checked for fucking bumps and...
No!
For 20 minutes this fucking took. Talk oh. about a mood killer. I say, baby, I'm not going to be able to get hard. And she goes, oh, yeah, you will. And fuck yeah, I was.
Damn.
A lot of rules.
She start with your chode?
No, she charmed my asshole.
Fuck yes.
I had to bend over.
This guy is something huh? else.
Haven't
I like
you been
him.
To a donkey show?
I've been to a donkey show. Now, they didn't. She didn't fuck the donkey. She just blew the donkey.
Wait a second.
My father's been to a donkey show.
I'm from Arizona,
show.
Dude. I went to Mexico
Why
all the time.
Why did you ask that, Jason?
Because I knew he had been to a donkey show, so I thought we'd talk about it.
Yeah, that's what it seemed like.
It's called a lead-in, buddy.
She only blew the donkey. She
hey, now, have you ever been to a donkey show?
I'm practically a pro, you know?
And I'm telling you, the scariest part of that fucking donkey show was a fucking cab ride down these dark alleys and shit. But she did indeed blow the horse, and the horse did nut.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Where did it nut?
It started in her mouth, and she pulled the thing out, and it just kind of sprayed everywhere.
Did she have a furrowed brow, or did she take
actually,
it?
She wasn't a fucking horrible-looking girl.
She's done out, this before, though, obviously.
It does it five times a day. She came out in this fucking,
five times a
fucking
day.
Carmen Miranda costume, all fucking colors, and had this dude with her, and this guy had a fucking yeah. top hat
That's
on.
That's an old person reference,
I'm
probably.
Dude, I'm serious. I don't feel good.
It's historic. Wild. So this guy came out in a fucking top hat, and he was the horse guy.
Top hat.
He basically grabbed the horse's front legs, and he gave him some kind of fucking command in Spanish, and the horse lifted up his legs.
No.
And he set the legs on this little fucking fence-looking thing so she could climb underneath and blow it. About 2 feet long. This
hey,
pepper.
Man. That's the worst story I've ever heard.
That was a good story.
That was a great story.
No, I mean, no, I meant like,
you're just
it was fantastic.
You're traumatized.
There's not a lot of things that gross me out, but a hot chick sucking a donkey's cock and then letting it come.
It started
in her
mouth, and then she, you know, she spit it out like a good
yeah,
girl.
Yeah, why?
Said,
but he just doesn't care. He's fine.
Who?
This guy.
Yeah,
he's
I'm
just
fine.
Like, man, whatever.
I've heard he's known me a while. I've
yeah,
done a lot
I know
of
how this goes.
Up. I've done a lot of
and,
fucked
I mean,
up things.
He laughs when people fall down. I get it.
I told you about my dad when he for him and my mom first divorced, he came over and just wanted to tell me everything bad that he's ever done in his life.
I love that.
Before my mom had a choice or chance to.
Yeah.
She never did, by the way, but I guess he was just beating her to the punch either way. You know, he's like, I did this, I did this, I did this. I went to a donkey show in Tijuana.
Whoa.
And I was just like, whoa,
that's where
mine hold
was.
On.
Tijuana.
I got questions now. You know?
Yeah.
Me and your dad may have seen the same horse.
I don't know.
Dog.
He didn't go into details like you did, but it was the funniest fucking moment ever when he's just like, I've been to a donkey show in Tijuana. Like
I have too.
Like my mom was going to drop this information.
Apparently.
And cripple
apparently
me.
Yeah,
like, I'd give
weekends.
A shit. I'd be
yeah,
like,
you wouldn't give a fuck.
I wanted to high five
the
motherfucker.
On the weekends, she does fuck the thing on the weekends.
Oh,
but
no.
Not the other day.
All right.
Is it $15
man.
Instead of 10?
This is bothering
actually,
me
we
of
paid,
all things. It's fucking
we paid,
me up.
And this is $1987. We paid... $20. We paid 20 American
was,
dollars. But
hey, dude,
we,
it was two.
That included the cab ride and all the beers when we were in there.
Wow.
Yeah, and I think...
For 18 bucks?
For 20 bucks.
20. Well, that's a good ride.
Well, yeah, but yeah, it was cab ride and the fucking drinks, and we're probably 5 feet away. It was really gross. A horse's dick's got this square block thing on the end of it.
Yeah. I've
really
seen
fucking
it. I saw
looking.
Mr. Hands. So I think
it's
we all have.
It's a square head, and the fact that she was able to maneuver this thing, she took a good 6-7 inches of this thing.
Now, was she naked?
No, she had on this big fucking flowered suit, remember?
I don't. I'm sorry.
See,
I wasn't listening.
You got to listen to all of it. All the details are key.
She had
here.
A flowered suit.
Well, you threw out this term that I didn't know either. It was a name.
Carmen Miranda.
Yeah, no one knows what the fuck that is.
Oh, well, fuck. Let me explain then.
Yeah.
A while back, she was this fucking Latino, like an older version of Shakira. She was a dancer.
Yeah.
And she would come out in this really colorful flower bikini looking thing.
Yeah.
And that's what this girl was wearing. It was like a Mexican, traditional Mexican thing. And I didn't even see her titties. We didn't even see her titties. All we saw was, I saw the side of her head and a big square horse dick. That's all I saw.
Square horse dick.
And you know what's funny? I didn't see, the horse dick was hard.
Yeah.
But I didn't see any balls. And I look for that kind of thing.
Yeah, I don't know.
I didn't
that's
see
how that
any balls.
Maybe they, I don't know. I don't know how dog balls work.
Pause.
It's not even dog balls, it's horse balls. All right, the kids interrupt us again while we're trying to talk about the donkey show, but we'll just move on.
All right, now we're back. 7-Eleven, 7 Spray. All right, horse sticks.
You said they just closed all restaurants and fucking bars.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Get over it.
What the fuck are you going to do, though? Seriously, what the fuck are you going to do, though?
Don't go anywhere.
I don't, Jason, you're the meanest fucking the home person. Body type. I love it.
I don't feel like I am, but
I'm not the sit by at the fucking house all the time type.
Well, it's because you live alone.
Well, true.
When I was boring. True story. You know, you're alone with fuck. So it's that's what happens. Well,
I've been here enough to know when you're here. Yeah. Basically, your wife's buried in the fucking bedroom. She doesn't want to be anywhere near you. The kid's downstairs. You're alone too.
It's true. It's very true.
If she didn't pop her head out every now and then to yell at the kids to shut up, I wouldn't know you were fucking married.
She has a headache.
As far as I know, that's your fucking roommate that stays in her room all the time.
Basically.
Oh my God.
But anyways, I know I have people around. I think that's a way of a man's way of being not lonely. It's like, we don't want people all up in our shit.
You right? just want them in the other room?
You just want to know that you can get to it if you want to.
You guys have hallway sex all the time?
I'm invited in the room.
You walk down the hallway. Fuck you. Fuck you.
All right. Get your pants off. Hurry up. And then you do that, just pull it out your zipper, that whole weird one, and you bring your balls with it.
That's me. I bring my balls when I pee. Do you?
No, that's ridiculous.
No, it's, hey.
Especially with a big dick. That doesn't make sense.
No, it does.
Oh, you're wrong.
The balls are pulling shit down, and I always squirt on my underwear if I leave my balls in. We talked about that on fucking episode one, and half the people were with me, weren't they?
No, not half. But more than I thought would be.
More than you thought. A lot of people pull their nuts out.
Well, let me tell you something. I would love to weigh in if you guys don't
mind. Go ahead, weigh in.
Fire away.
All right, so definitely don't undo your belt or your top button. That's crazy. Just your zipper, and just pull your dick out. If you want to bring your balls with you, you're fucking wrong. Now, I will say this. If you want to empty your dick all the way, you reach through the zipper that you open and get right at your chode and taint and rub up to your balls and it'll go and it will drain out the rest of what's in your dick. Now if you got a big heavy dick like he does, there's so much piss in the rod that's still there. If you put it back in your pants, you'll fuck up your boxers, and it's uncomfortable. It sucks. It gets cold.
Time that Ryan compliments Chris's dick during his podcast, Chris throws his arms in the air like he's fucking Rocky that just won
that's
the heavyweight
championship.
He's got no reason to lie.
You act like you just beat up Apollo Creed. Here.
I want to see his dick again. That's how good it is. Here's the thing. If it wasn't big, I would still say, that's a pretty dick.
See? That's what people have told me my whole fucking life.
It doesn't match you. That's the weird thing. It doesn't match him.
It's got a good shape.
He doesn't look like
he'd
have a pretty
slope.
Dick.
It's nice and pink is what it is. Yeah. It's pink with a little purplish hue on the tip.
I don't know that there's any purples. I didn't see purples.
Purple hue. Just a hue.
Hey, when that vein was out, I'm telling you.
Oh, I want to see that barrel of snakes.
I got to download it.
You got to download it? You're 65!
My son uses
Holy
the phone.
Shit!
My kid uses the phone.
So hey, you hide it in what, in the cloud?
Kind of.
Dude, that's rule one. Don't let your kids touch your fucking phone.
In this
phone.
Particular instance,
theirs.
I hide it under a message that I sent to a girl.
You know what happens, dude? What? You give your kid your fucking phone because that means fuck off. Get away from me. Hey, play this game, do this or whatever. Dad needs to do whatever the fuck.
No.
Why the fuck would he have your phone?
No, he only has my. We do all kinds of shit together all the fucking time. But when it's downtime, like he likes to do it when he's taking a shit. He says, hey, can I have your phone while I'm shitting? Because he sits there for a while.
I got you, man. I went
and I'm not
going to
go in there and sit down with him while he shits.
That's what I do.
I went way hard on that.
No, because that's exactly what I do.
Yeah,
I
you did. You basically questioned my parenting.
I'm sorry, man.
Well, as far as my parenting is concerned, I hand the phone over to the kids so I can go to sleep longer.
Don't you have a backup phone? Like when you upgraded to the next version, you didn't keep yours. And
my son has a tablet.
Three phones. Right, he just likes using mine.
Because it's the coolest shit. It's the upgraded.
Well, just
because
it's dad's. You know what I mean?
I hate that you're wearing headphones, man. It's pissing me off. Like, I feel unprofessional, and then you're over here like, look at the headphones on.
You guys are unprofessional.
And he has computers and shit.
He's the one that does the editing.
I am the captain. Yeah. I'm the captain of the ship.
Yeah, I don't do the fucking editing.
Yeah, this is...
I'm like Bill Murray in Groundhog Day. He's just here to keep the talent happy.
You bring up Groundhog Day a lot.
I've only done it once.
Today?
So now it's twice.
I get it.
See what he did? See what he did there?
Fucking crazy.
Oh, dude, you aged. So you got crabs from a man.
I did.
Yeah, I listened to podcast 10, number 10.
I thought that was you were just fucking around.
Oh, no. Got it from a dude.
Well, I want to bring this up because I got scabies from a man. So I would like to hear your story and then we'll go from there.
I'm from Arizona. And I played football, and the benches in front of the lockers were these hard, cold, concrete benches. And, you know, we used to sit on them all the time. You'd sit in front of your locker, you're fucking butt-ass naked, you're talking to everybody, shooting the shit.
Yeah.
And one day, I felt this fucking itching. And it's just like the fucking movies, man. You pluck one of these things out, you can see the little fucking legs.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It looks like a fucking little crab. A little tiny fucking crab.
Well, because that's what it is.
It burrows in the fucking skin. You dig this thing out, you put it on your finger, and you look at it, and you go, fuck. And this old, the legs are moving. Well, I went back to fucking school, and I was like, I bought all this shit, the shampoo and crap to get rid of it, but I went
comb,
back.
You have to comb them, right?
Oh, yeah. You use this Ridge stuff. It's got a little comb. But when I went back to school, I told one of my buddies about it. I said, fuck, dude, there's fucking crabs on my dick. He goes, sorry about that, man. I had them real bad. And he's sitting on the next locker. So basically told me he's the one that fucking gave me.
Damn.
That's a bummer.
Yeah, I wish I had a fucking
you didn't deserve
AIDS
that.
Needle at the time. I'd have stuck his ass with it.
You would have
we're even. You now, got
we're even. I gave you AIDS in 1985. That's when AIDS actually killed
how funny
people.
It would have been if his name was Ryan White. That would have been really fucking funny.
Oh, my God. You're a horrible person.
So, he was the same guy who had that fucking pin, that multicolored pin shoved up his ass, duck butt.
Duck butt, yeah.
Same fucking guy.
Duck butt.
Same guy. Crabs passer.
Okay, well, dude.
duck butt at crabs.
So we had a friend that I don't know if he had a duck butt or not, but he had a hair lip. And he he lived in the basement of a tattoo shop, and he was a good tattoo artist. Not great, but good. And mainly because he's full of shit. If you can fully tell yourself that you're awesome at things, you're full of shit.
Yeah,
you got this.
Nah, he was alright.
You got this, dude. I can draw too if I can convince myself that I can draw. That's what this guy so full of shit that I can draw now. Anyway, he had scabies.
He might be responsible for some of our Pennsylvania listens.
He might be.
If you're out there, buddy, this is the opinion of Ryan.
Yeah. Hey, what's up, Molasta Monster? You fucking weirdo. He called me when my brother died and just cried on the phone and told me that his parents took his kid away because he has a Percocet problem. And I was like, hey, my brother's dead. Thanks for calling. Holy shit, you're nuts.
Yeah.
You selfish cunt.
That is crazy, the idea.
So, hey, to wrap it up, I got scabies from him because I was in a band with him. And I went down in the basement to, it was 6-6-2006. We did a 6-6-6 show in the basement. And we had blood and all kinds of wild
great
shit.
Great time.
And it was fucking cool. We had strobe lights and all kinds of shit. And we played bad music. But there was a lot of people there and there were tits. And
I felt like I played a couple of the right songs.
Yeah, it was fantastic, I thought. But the next day, I remember helping him clean up. And my wife was with me. She was my girlfriend at the time. And he goes, he's freaking out. Where's my scabies medicine? Where's my scabies cream at? Where's it at, guys? Like, we hid it from him. We're like, we're just now finding out you have scabies. Why the fuck do you have scabies? Dude, Jen and I itched.
Oh,
for
God.
2 weeks straight.
Oh, you
dude,
gave
I
it
thought
to
my
her.
Ass was going to bleed. I was, it, yeah, well,
she probably got it from
I gave
the same
it.
Thing. Yeah.
She might have given it to me. We were there together, you know? And, man, it was the worst thing ever. And I think that I still kind of have it. I'm being serious. Sometimes my feet itch and they get these red blotches and I don't even know why. And I've soaked my feet in apple cider vinegar and
you know,
bleach.
That's funny. I have got scabies before, too. And I don't know if it was maybe around that same time. Maybe I got it from the guy, too. I'm not sure.
I think there was a scabies outbreak. And
I blamed
they probably
it on
should
the,
have quarantined everybody.
I blamed it on the old person homes that I had to deliver food to all the time.
They probably didn't have enough toilet paper.
Yeah, something. So I thought I got scabies from there. But either way, I had to sleep in the living room by myself for 3 weeks.
How awful. Was it?
It itched really bad.
The crabs was bad, too.
Oh, wait, you had shingles.
I had shingles.
Yeah, so that had to be way worse.
Shingles doesn't fucking itch. Shingles fucking hurts.
Yeah, I've heard that just hurt.
Yeah, it hurts like a motherfucker.
I just remember I had the, because they were like, you know, my balls, like underneath, you know, near the butthole and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I had to take the shower head and I would just turn it on steaming hot water and shove it right next to my butthole.
Yeah, but you know the worst part about that?
Was it good?
You hit the right spot, it starts to feel good.
Yeah, no, it felt bad.
And then you're confused because it's like I'm in pain, but fuck, this feels good.
No. Yeah. It felt great. That's why I kept it there.
You and me, same page.
You're wrong.
No, everywhere you moved, it felt good.
Oh, yeah.
It was just because the heat on the scabies.
I like to shower head of my nuts, and I'm normally not a nut guy. Yeah. I grip the dick in the left hand. bring it up slightly towards me so the balls raise up a little bit, and then I get the underside of the nuts. Fucking lovely.
Will you jack off?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, you know,
it's just one of my many. But yeah, that's a good
sometimes
one.
Sometimes I do this. You know how they give away razors now because Dollar Shave Club fucked up everything up? They were
Yeah,
razors are free. So I put a razor in my ass. Hold on now. I still to this day, I do this often. I put a razor in my ass. And what happens is the flat part, you know, that's it's like five blades now.
Yeah.
Maybe seven. It's like a flat thing now, like a surface, but I have this ledge in my shower, so I kind of like ride it, like I put it in my ass, and I jack off, and I use conditioner, which is weird. When my mom moved in, so I'm now using her conditioner, which seems wrong. I used to smell my wife's panties too, and now I'm doing my mom's panties in the fucking wash, and I'm like, what?
Wait, hold on. So you use your mom's conditioner as lube to put razors in your butt.
And sniff and your wife's panties. Yep.
Yeah, and the whack off.
But
okay.
I can't sniff my wife's panties anymore because my mom lives there. So I,
you can know still how
devastating
sniff them.
That would be. No one wants to puke while they have a boner, you know.
So I try not to. Yeah.
Yeah. No. Oh, yeah. So those razors are perfect because I can kind of like sit on them and they're not too much and they're very skinny. Anything bigger than a finger is way too much for ass play.
See, you and me are right on the same fucking
yeah,
page, dude.
That's too
I say
much.
One finger, usually the pinky.
Yes.
Maybe the ring finger.
Yes.
Or a thin set of beads.
Yes.
A thin set of beads. Anything bigger hurts.
100%.
Yeah. I just like it to hit the fun spots in there. I don't want it to fucking stretch my asshole.
The fun
no,
spots.
Not at all. And I've had, I had a girl tell me one time, she goes, if I can put my dildo in your ass, you can fuck me in the ass. And you know this girl.
All right.
So, I mean, so hot. Right. On, so hot. Right? And I went, and I'm like 19 years old. I was like, you can put a watermelon in my ass. I don't give a shit. Let's get after this, right? And sure enough, she was very she was nice about it. It was very polite.
The one before Jen?
Yeah. Yeah.
But
yeah.
It hurt like a motherfucker, I bet.
Very attractive lady. He's right.
Felt like your asshole was being ripped apart.
Oh. And found out that it was like the size of a quarter, maybe like silver dollar, if you will. And maybe an inch. She was like, that's all I did. And I went, oh, no. She let me fuck her ass, and that was sweet of her. And that was after several Budweiser.
She followed through regardless.
She did. I think it was all about, it was like, not that it was a power move, but it was sort of like, do you love me enough to let me fuck your ass? And I was like, yeah, you know, I love you enough to let you fuck my ass so I can fuck your ass.
My answer to that is no. One time a girl stuck two fingers in there, and I about jumped out of my fucking floor. It hurt so fucking bad.
And they have fingernails.
Yeah, but it was a weird kind of pain. It was something you've never fucking felt before. It's like, all right, I got one finger in there. Hey, that's not too bad. And then without even fucking telling me, she slides in number two.
Oof.
And it felt like, I felt like I got shot.
Yeah.
In the ass. And I was fucking devastated. Get up! Get up!
And you might shit and piss.
Oh my God.
Something, the sensations there are wild.
And when you put stuff in your ass that's too big, let me tell you something. You feel that shit long after it comes out.
Oh, I'm sure.
It's like fucking contractions.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, my God. Yeah. I can't sit down.
Contractions.
But I'm telling you, that razor, though,
that's
that
your
razor
butthole
is fine. I use
sewing
that
back
razor
together
to shave my nuts and my dick. I use it to shave my upper lip.
Your upper lip.
Because I keep my cheeks and my neck hair. I keep that just trimmed. But I'll break that razor out, and I'll from asshole to upper lip. Won't I?
No, I believe every
won't
second
I
of it.
Oh, so I wanted to say this. I listened to your last podcast.
Mm-hmm.
How'd you like it?
It was. I love you guys. You guys are great. It was so cool to see Chris. I've never seen Chris before. But you guys are fucking funny. You're a great time. But what was really cool is that Jason brought up the iTunes reviews. He goes, yeah, somebody said I had beautiful eyes. I listened to the first podcast, and I instantly, because rate and review, right? I thought I was helping you guys out. You guys don't even check them. And he goes,
I forgot they existed.
Yeah, he goes, somebody said I had beautiful blue eyes. And that was me.
Hey, thank you.
Was that
you,
really? And it was so funny, because I said, they're not beautiful
they're
blue. They're fucking bloodshot.
Yeah,
fucked up.
Right. But the reality is he does have very, very pretty eyes.
It's true. True.
He really does.
Yeah, true.
You have a pretty cock. He has beautiful eyes. You guys have some sort of dynamic here that I can't explain. But.
Maybe for a promo picture, my dick next to his eyes.
Oh my God!
I mean,
like right across here.
Or right down here, like the Spartan helmet. Yeah.
I'm going to pass on all that, but Photoshop does exist these days. We can figure it out.
You ever given anybody a girl a Roman helmet?
No, but now I
know it is. Stretch your bag out. You put the balls over her eyes, and then the dick goes down the bridge of the nose.
Have you done that?
I've tried it once. I did it to a guy who was passed out once.
He did it to a guy.
Who was passed out. Well, yeah, he was a fucking asshole, this guy. Nobody liked him.
Oh, man.
Was he your friend you told me earlier that would... cut his toenails off and put them in the
no. He
salad
was the
dip.
Guy. This is the guy that
in
went
the
out
salad dip.
Whatever.
Fuck salad dip.
This was a fucking guy. Now this guy was a bouncer at the bar, and me and my buddies were fucking career alcoholics. You just couldn't drink with us. We drank every fucking day. You just couldn't drink with us. He said, "This fucking guy, I can drink with you." The same guy that went down on that stripper at my buddy's bachelor party after he busted a nut in her. Remember?
Yes.
I told you that story. So this guy said, I can drink with you. No, you can't. Let's just leave it at that. I can drink with you. All right. You want to go out and see if you can drink with us? Yeah. Fuck yeah. So we go to a titty bar up in, I guess, Monroe. Whatever that one was. It used to be there closed down. It was in the fucking shithole. Girls look like you.
Thank you.
We go down to this thing, and we're pounding fucking beers and Jaegers, and we're just great like we always are. Well, this guy's getting fucking hammered. And he's like, hey, doing this shit. He goes in the bathroom to puke, and we're like, fucking pussy. Don't ever go out with us again. Because we told you you couldn't drink with us, and you said you could, blah, blah, blah. On the way home, now this was fucking talent. On the way home from Monroe, this fucker's puking. He's got a beer bottle in his hand. He puked, filled his mouth, and then spit it in the bottle. Talent. He would go.
No.
He would spit it in the fucking bottle.
That guy's getting a cab home.
Yeah, so we got to this. We got to the BP because we needed more beer. Plenty of drinking time left. So he goes, I said, are you going to still drink with us or what, you pussy? And he's like, yeah, I'm going to drink with you. Fuck yeah. So as we're in the fucking store, he calls his fucking girlfriend to pick his ass up.
Good.
This fucking pussy.
But good.
So I said, well, fuck this. I call the cops and say, hey.
What? Say, Jesus. Hey,
just to let you know, we picked up this dude hitchhiking. He pulled out a fucking knife and made us drive him to this BP station. He's sitting on a fucking curb.
What? This has got dark.
Boy, hey, pause this. The kids are back in here.
I said, this guy fucking... was hitchhiking. We gave him a ride. He pulls out a fucking knife and makes us drop him off at this BP station. He's still there. If you hurry, you can come get him.
You're trying to get this guy to do real time.
I was pretty drunk. But
now, this is 1989.
No, this was 1996.
All right.
Okay. But, I mean, lucky for him, his girlfriend showed up first and he got out of there. But, you know, fuck you. I can drink with
you guys.
Why? Because
he puked in the... I mean,
you were willing for this guy to go to jail for attempted murder because he couldn't handle the amount of alcohol you were drinking?
Man, I thought it was funny at the time. In retrospect, I may have made the wrong choice.
That's psychopathic.
Yeah, dude. You
that could have really been a
like
bad thing.
Times.
Well, they would have searched him and found no knife. And
doesn't
I would have
matter.
Said, I was only kidding.
I was only kidding. That would have worked out. Cops love when you say that.
I was only
joking around just when I made all that shit up.
Well, he got out of there. I mean, it all worked out in the end.
Hey, were you at Chris's eviction party where the cops came and I tried to convince him to look in my butthole for crack?
No, dude. Are you talking about that efficiency?
Yeah, that shitty place he lives.
No, I wasn't there. I'm sorry.
Is that the
I'm
one
not...
where he peed on the floor?
Yeah.
Peed on the floor nonstop. Hey, dude, he used to microwave things that... you should microwave on purpose.
Yeah, you just throw like knives in the microwave and
turn it
on.
And it would just, it was like an electrical storm. It was so cool. I burned a bad dude. We went into his, so it's one room. Probably you have explained this maybe, but yeah. One room and then a hallway that leads to a bathroom, and that's it, right? And we sat in the bathtub, and I sat on the edge of the tub, and I didn't know how to play the guitar at that time, and played him a song, and he didn't give a fuck, and we sang together, and we set a Bible on fire right there in his bathtub.
Yeah, we did do
and
that.
And it was because everyone in the other room was so fucked up that they were kicking each other.
Yes.
You remember Matt Hornsby or whatever
the
fuck?
Kicking
the
shit of each other.
Dude, they were kicking
we were real
each
fucked
other
up too. We were gonna
pissing
feel like
on the
kicked.
Floor and setting things on fire inside of microwaves, and we were like, well, hey, dude, do you remember...
So we went to the bathroom and caught a Bible on fire in the bathtub.
Do you remember
just
Josh
let it burn.
And Chris set Arlene's car on fire?
You're
both dead now, right? So I can say that?
Chris is still alive.
Oh, well.
Josh isn't with us.
He probably forgot about it
who,
by now.
Who knows about Arlene? But wasn't it another girl's car on fire, though? It was
Arlene.
That same girl that
or
you
maybe
and...
maybe Arlene was a part of the arsony.
Yes, it was you and your brother were fucking the same older Haggett bitch at the time. Definitely. And it was her car.
Yeah. Shame.
Yeah.
Shame.
This
hey,
bitch was
one
hagging
of her
shit.
Tits was burnt off.
burned off.
What? Yeah, she was in a fire, and one of her tits was burnt off.
How'd the other one look?
Perfect. Such a good tit. And then, hey, one time she got severe sunburn, like real, real bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, I'm like 20 years old. I'm a savage. I fucked her in the ass while she was severely burnt. Which is so wild because she had her tit burn off and now she's sunburnt. It's very ironic. How could it hell be any worse, right? I'm fucking
just always
cracked
me up because him
going,
and his brother are both tagging her at the
I'm
same time.
I'm just so happy that I'm 38 and you're 18.
All right, well, here's a question. This is always brought to my attention. Let's say some hot girl stand in front of me and she whips a titty out.
Mm-hmm.
Do you automatically
suck it?
Want to see the other one?
Yeah.
Or is one enough?
No, one's not really enough.
One's never enough. One's even never though you enough. Know the other one's going to look exactly like that one.
But the,
I'm not concerned.
I feel like you can't even judge a titty by just seeing one titty because right. it's not going to give a full hang that it would normally give if you seen the shirt off.
It's all about the hang, and it's how they participate with each other.
Yes.
But what pisses me off is when they pull it out and you're like, hey, sweet, a fucking titty. But then the first thing that goes through your fucking mind is, well, where's the other one? Yeah. You're not even I'm appreciative of the one titty. You need to see the other tit.
Now, I have a question. Are you suggesting that maybe you would rather not even see one tit if you can't see them both?
I'll still take the one tit every time.
Well, yeah, if it was a matter of none or one, I'd take the one. Yeah. But as soon as the one comes out, even before I have a chance to really get a fucking good look at it and judge it and mm-hmm. fucking want it, I like, all right, get the other one out. You know, maybe that's selfish of me.
Remember we had a WEBM back in the day had pregnant girl bikini contest?
Yeah.
Did you ever go to those?
We sponsored them.
Okay, yeah. I went to one once. And I remember one guy being in the crowd. Our friend was in it. One of the friends we
mentioned
earlier.
You had to be at least 7 months pregnant.
Yeah, they were all pregnant as shit. It looked really funny. Arlene was in it.
Oh, this is worse than the fucking donkey show. This is a bummer, dude.
WEBN did it for every year for like 10, 15 years.
Anyways, we get up there.
Don't know. Pregnant bikini.
And this is 6:30 in the morning. It's morning radio time, you know. So it's 6:30 in the morning. Everyone there is shit canned. Because Hooters and the beer cellar are both open. I don't even think it was called the beer cellar then. But either way, both of those places were open. Everybody's shit canned, and there was this guy with just a patch over one eye. He just kept on yelling, I got one eye, show me one tit. And he repeated that for literally 4 hours.
Did anybody show him one?
I don't know, but it was the funniest fucking
probably
thing.
Probably like 14, or, well, 13.
You ever noticed that pregnant girls' nipples get real dark?
Yeah, I mean, they also get this line up their belly. Hey, dude, pregnant chicks gross me out.
Me too.
I couldn't. Hey, my wife, when she hit like 7 months, I was just like, I'm all set. I'm all set.
I'll figure it out.
I fucked her doggy style. You better chill out, bud.
You said doggy style. That dog stood right up.
He was like, I've got to bounce around tap dance.
You talking my language, bro.
Your pants are too tight. So, yeah, she wanted to fuck one night and, you know.
Hey, just ignore the beast in the cage over here.
That's why you need a camera. He's handsome as fuck. You're a sweet boy.
My dog hangs out in the garage with us in his crate and just
bring
looks
out
at
the
us.
Gimp.
Yeah, there is a dog in here. Hey, do you shock him? Is that what that is? Shock collar?
No, it makes a beep. You can shock him, but we don't use the shock feature.
But the high pitched noise makes him go, "What the fuck?"
No, we shocked him once. You beep, you vibrate, you shock. But once you shock him once, they're like, "Fuck that." And then from then on out, you only have
the
shock.
So once he hears the beep, he goes, I better shut the fuck up.
Once he hears the beep,
coming.
He usually does. If we do the vibrate, it scares him even more, and the vibrate doesn't hurt. And then the shock. I did the shock to myself before I did it to him.
He got tased.
Like, we've only used it once on him, and it's worked. He's actually listened, so it was a weird thing. I didn't expect it to work. I don't believe in, like, shocking a fucking animal all the time. That's crazy to me. But
so check this out. So
I'll eat the shit out of a cow's ass.
So I got this dog because my brother died. Then my parents had him, and then my dad passed, and now my mom lives with me. I have a dog. I was telling that story earlier, but we had the kids showed up. So the other day, I'm in the front yard, and I'm a bit fucked up, like usual. And I there's a guy walking down Sutton, which is a 35-mile-per-hour road.
Yeah, that's a fast road.
Walking a dog, and everything's fine up on the street, back down the ditch when cars go by. Well, my new sweet, sweet boy. I love this dog so much. His name's High Fashion. Great name. My brother laid that on him. High Fashion. He's got
that's
one
the
paw.
Fucking
that's a
name
Michael
ever.
It's awesome. One paw is white. That's his Michael Jackson paw. And he's a sweet boy. He really is. So anyway, I'm brewing. At this moment, I'm standing on the front porch and I'm just like, I should probably say something to this guy. Because if my dog ran out in the street and got hit by a car because you're an asshole walking your dog down a 35-mile-per-hour road, oh boy, I'm going to choke you to death. And then now I'm in prison over a fucking dog that only lives like 12 years or whatever.
I almost went to prison over a dog. Oh. You remember when that guy pulled a gun out on my dog and stuff?
What the fuck? Have you told that on here?
No, I haven't. I don't think I've told that story.
Shut the fuck up. Let me tell my story. So I stand and I'm brewing. I go, no, I have to go out and say something to him. And I run out and I'm very calm. I start with this. I just go, hey, what are you doing? Now, I know that probably doesn't go well with other men, but what are you doing? And he goes, fuck off.
What's he from?
Now,
Boston?
I don't travel very well, so he might be from Boston or New York, but fuck off. Hair slicked back, and I go, okay, this isn't going to go well. So this guy, he tells me to fuck off right off the bat. And I just go, hey, dude, you're walking down a busy road. It's 35 miles per hour. This is bullshit. I'm trying to keep my cool because I have a lot of people at my house. There's children in the front yard. I'm trying to keep my
cool.
There's
always a lot of people at this man's house.
Always, nonstop. They're there right now.
Yeah, guaranteed.
They're like, when are you coming back? We got to get cherry bombs. So I was like, this is wild. Hey, dude, come here. He crosses the street. I said, dude, all I'm trying to tell you is if you get my dog to run out into the street and he gets hit by a car, that's fucked up. Why would you do that? There's no sidewalks here. None of that shit. I said to him, hey, he go, fuck you, fuck you. I go, fuck you. I walk away. And he says to me, yeah, drink your beer, you millennial faggot.
Jesus.
And I can't help myself. By the way, I'm holding a Frisbee at that time. That does make me slightly a millennial, but also everyone drinks beer. Everyone drinks beer, not millennials. Everyone. I walk up to him, and as soon as I'm coming up to him, I'm very angry. I have an attitude problem, is what they would say. I'm angry as fuck. But I'm not physical. I'm never trying to start a fight.
No, I never know you to
know
be
know what
a
he
fighter.
Says to me? He goes, go ahead. Go on, hit me, faggot. I'm 60. And I went, dude, I don't want to hit you, but I'm standing next to him, and I'm 6'2". This fucker's like 5'0" and 60, I guess. And I'm pointing next to his head and going, look at the sign behind you. It says 35 fucking miles per hour. You're an asshole. Look at your dog. Your dog's scared. Get him off the fucking road. If I see you here again, fuck you. And he goes, fuck you, hit me, millennial faggot. That's my best Boston, New York accent. And then you know what? I just went. And I went, dude, and I'm embarrassed by this. I went, this is me leaving. That's what I said out loud. And you know what he said? Hey, wait. You know what he said back to me? Yeah, this is me leaving too. And we walked away from each other. I came back in the house. I'm shaking a bit. You know how you are when you're about to get in a fight.
Your adrenaline's all fucked up.
And you were about to fight Danny DeVito, though. I mean, it's nothing that was really going to fuck with you.
You're right. I get back in the house, and my wife is wrapping birthday presents for my daughter because her birthday's the next day. And I just said, she was like, babe, look at these. I made these. They look like a Minecraft box. Aren't these sweet? And I'm sitting there going, those are sweet, man. Babe, those are creative. Those are really creative. I just wanted to flip a fucking table. I wanted to fuck somebody up just to get over this shit. But nah, I got to hide it. Because if she finds out I lost my cool and tried to fight a guy on a 35-mile-per-hour road, this isn't good.
You are not getting your butt eaten for quite a while.
No, I'm not
getting
my ass eaten forever. By the way, she did spit in my mouth last night.
Oh, yeah, he's a mouse spitter.
He was the one you were telling
me. Yeah, I'm the one.
You like that, huh?
Because of her, man. When I get a boner, I get so excited about everything. Listen, I'm not saying that I would probably do some slightly gay shit. I don't want... I don't want to suck cocks or anything. I want to see a pretty one. I don't want to eat another man's ass, but if a dude eats my ass while I'm fucking a chick, maybe. Maybe not. Maybe I'd go, quit it, get out. All right, dude, I want to tell you this. So
oh, shit.
So I told my wife, I said, hey, I want to come in your hand. This is years ago. I want to come in your hand. Once I come in your fucking hand, I want you to eat it out of your hand, out of the palm of your hand. And she was fine with it. She was horny too. She's all wet and fucking excited. And I come in her hand. And there's something about that, dude, when you're a dude. And women will never understand. As soon as you come, you just go. She was like taking it up to her fucking mouth. And I went, I just stopped her. I slapped her in the wrist. And I went, you get the fuck out of there.
Anymore.
What's wrong with you?
You're not
you're nuts,
anymore.
You dirty cum eater.
What is you? What the fuck, man?
Yeah,
goodness gracious.
Once,
let's
once the nut comes out, your fantasies and shit are done.
Done. Instantly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other
day. I'm a millennial faggot.
The other day I was debating whether to drive all the way to this girl's house to get laid. I was laying there on the fucking couch and she was texting back and forth, come over and fuck me, blah, blah, blah. And I was getting kind of horny with the dirty talk on the texting. And I was like, hey, maybe I will. And I was sitting there playing. I think I was playing with my Peter at the time. And
just happened to be
Peter. That's what you say when you have a big cock.
Yeah,
you downgrade it.
I thought it was a cock.
So I fucked up and went ahead and nutted while I was sitting there. And then suddenly I'm like, going to bed now. Talk to you later.
Yes, you don't give
a shit. The
dirty
talk was done. I didn't want any part of it.
And also, I don't even. Yeah, like I don't actually want to talk to you at all.
No,
like at all.
Well, I was playing swimming pool that night. I think you ever play swimming pool?
Mm-mm.
It's pretty fun.
What is this?
When you try to fill up your belly button with cum when you jerk
Jesus
off.
Jesus Christ.
If you get it all full to the top, you say swimming pool.
Just to That's yourself.
It. To yourself.
And your dick goes past your belly button, right? So this is kind
yeah,
of
it
tricky
does,
for you.
Actually.
Most people would have to like shoot it up to it, but yours is you have to run it back. You have well, to, he has to put some Tiger Woods backspin on his gun.
Back when I was a kid, sometimes I mean I'd hit myself in the chest, hit myself in the eye sometimes.
I've hit my chin.
The eye
almost
really
made my mouth.
Now it dribbles. It dribbles out now.
Yeah,
it just dribbles out now.
Oh man.
I get one good gurk and then that's it.
No ropes.
Oh, no. I don't have any ropes anymore.
It just, me neither. It is not
I mean, it's still a good size load. Don't get me wrong.
Not mine.
But it just goes, just falls out.
Mine are awful.
And then the worst part is I fucking pull out the fucking paper towels and I clean myself up. Everything's good. Put my underwear on and a glob of something that didn't make it all the way out stains my drawers every fucking time. So in order for me to stay clean, I got to sit there butt-ass naked with a paper towel or something on the head of my dick to catch this glob that's coming. It's fucking
yeah.
coming.
You ever like push it? See, now back to taking a piss. Push from your taint, from your chode all the way up through your balls, and that'll clear your nutsack.
You get that cum
pee. You get all the cum out. That's how piss works.
And then if you don't flush, it looks funny.
Well, see,
it separates in the toilet.
Sometimes if I'm in the mood, I'll just maybe toss
Water
a sock
does
over
weird
it.
Things.
Just put a sock over it. It'll catch it.
I want to talk music for a second here with you guys.
Well, don't talk with him. He's a big Rush fan.
I biggest Rush fan in the world.
Oh, wait a minute. You like Rush?
Well.
I would never expect you to like Rush.
I have a.
I love Neil Portnoy.
Okay.
Neil Peart.
Peart.
Portnoy was a Dream
Peart.
Theater.
I'm sorry. Shit. Well, I
Mike
love
Portnoy.
Both.
They're kind of the
Dream
same
Theater.
Band.
Portnoy, yeah. I like him.
That's the same band with Distortion.
I hate that. Wait,
what is?
Hold on. You're right. I hate
Dream
Rush.
Theater and Rush.
Yeah, but Portnoy left there.
Did he?
Hey, fucking, he leaves Dream Theater. Now,
Avenged Sevenfold, remember?
Avenged Sevenfold.
Yeah. It was weird. He even got an Avenged Sevenfold tattoo on
See,
the top
I
of his
See, I fucking
hand.
Hated Avenged Sevenfold. I thought they were a fucking...
Oh, I loved them.
Flash in the fucking pan like fucking those fucking weird guys in the goth shit, the Black Veil Brides. Same fucking shit.
Well, those guys are from Cincinnati.
Little gimmick, huh?
Those guys are from Cincinnati.
Yeah, I know.
Black Veil Brides, those guys are douchebags.
I've never heard
one
them.
Guy used to... There was an old Cincinnati punk rock forum on the internet where you know all the people in bands would talk to each other and shit. And he was on there, and he was such a fucking douche.
It's so funny.
And everybody would just make fun of him, but he was in the end, he was the one that actually made a shitload of money. But either way, he was a fucking douche.
See, I didn't like Avenged Sevenfold. Didn't like him.
I liked that first album.
I liked two albums of theirs.
Seize the Day came out, and you're like, hey, this could be good. And then you wait for something a little bit better to come, and it never fucking came.
Well, Hail to the King sucked bad.
They never had a good album after their first album that got big.
Right.
Remember that one fucking band that popped out in, I'd say, late 90s, Hinder? Remember Hinder?
No,
wow.
I
they came out with that fucking stripper love ballad, Lips
Hated
of an
it.
Angel.
Yeah, that sounds
okay,
awful.
And then they decide, well, they're going to try to get hard. Any band that comes out and their first song is a fucking ballad, I'm sorry, you're never going to be taken serious on the fucking hard rock side.
Right.
But they fucking disappeared. And then Avenged Sevenfold came out. I said, this is going to be the same fucking thing. Because you're not talking a lot of fucking... Now, Portnoy is a fucking awesome drummer.
Wait, that dude, the Rev, was a very badass drummer, though.
Their drummer's always been good, and their guitarist...
And when he died,
been,
that band shit the fucking bed.
Their singer's just kind of bleh. You know, after a while, everything sounds the same. Their singer's nothing.
Yeah. Oh, and speaking of bad songs, we brought up Nickelback at the fucking beginning. Damn it, that song, I'll lock the pants around your feet. Oh, man, that makes me want to flip things. Tables and fucking chairs and everything. I hate it. It's so bad. But that drummer's the shit. He is.
We used to go to the Christie's over there in Clifton and play Creed Arms Wide Open on the on the jukebox, and we'd put it in for like 40 times in a row.
See, that was
and
another
everyone
fucking
would
thing.
Get
what,
so
what the
pissed
fuck happened
off.
There? Creed was like the fucking household name, and then suddenly everybody fucking hated him.
That's because everyone's taste sucks.
Beat up his wife.
That's why.
Beat up his wife.
Because those are those people that like new music every fucking 6 months or into a totally different
new
thing.
Yeah, but they were big for a couple of years, and then all overnight, I think it's because, didn't he beat his old lady up or something like that?
Well, he was just a giant douche. I think everybody just finally
supposed to be this religious dude, right?
Well, yeah, and the music sucked.
It was so bad.
It was all slow stuff.
So, I hate to keep bringing up episode 10, but that's what I listened to before I came here. And you started to bring up politics, and Jason's like, I don't think I want to talk about politics.
No, we'll talk about all politics all day between me and him, but the guy that was on there with us, I know he does not shit about it.
Oh, okay.
So that was the reason.
Well, I thought it was just like because, fuck, it's exhausting. But sometimes I feel like that with music because when I hear people like...
It's exhausting. I agree.
Yeah, it's like, fuck, man. Like... I know when things are really, really good musically, but then they suck and they're too popular. Or country music, which is the biggest genre in America.
It is.
And it bums me out because that means the majority of us...
Chicks love it.
...have shitty opinions on music and no one's heard the Lawrence Arms. What the fuck?
Well, see, I know with you, you're such a music snob. You've always kind of been a music snob. I mean, you like what you like and you like it a lot and you're... You've got a little bit better as you've got older.
I like Creedence Clearwater, you know? Like, I like
some of those. What do you guys think of those bands, like, mid-90s, like Bush, Seven Mary Three, shit like that?
I liked Bush.
See, I like Bush. One of the greatest concerts I've been to live was Bush.
Yeah, Bush was good.
Gavin Rosdale had a good voice.
The 90s were great for music.
Unbelievable. For popular music, anyways.
Just all around
music, yes. But I mean,
it was great.
Gwen Stefani was married to him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Gwen Stefani's been around the block.
Yeah, she has. Now she's with a country star.
Hip-hop chicks, man, were killing it in the 90s, too. Like, I love that. Like, we were listening to Missy Elliott. And I know I brought her. I'm bringing her up again, but she was so fucking badass.
Oh, yeah. She was.
And
she might be the best female
the
ever.
Beats?
That's Timberland. Timberland was the shit.
Damn!
He ran Atlanta fucking music for a long time.
Wild,
outside of Outkast and Dungeon Family, Timberland was the hits, man.
He did Outkast?
No. I'm saying out of Southern music like that. I think they're actually from Virginia, but
okay.
Southern music, it was... Outkast and that group of people were great, and then Timberland and his group of people were great. And really, Timberland didn't have that much outside of Missy Elliott that he worked with that was decent around him, but then he worked with everybody else after that.
Yeah, he was one of those guys in the mid-90s that you had this song by this guy featuring this guy when they went through that fucking giant featuring thing where every rap artist played with
Timberland
everybody
else. A lot of times, he maybe
Timberland
rap
was always
a verse.
Featuring Timberland.
Yeah. Maybe he'd rap a verse or something like that, or maybe he would just do the beat.
Yeah, that's right.
It was the same thing with the guy from from Nerd, Pharrell.
I like Nerd.
Oh, Pharrell's the shit.
Pharrell, as far as production-wise, Nerd was fucking ridiculously good.
I like
Nerd.
Loved them.
I agree 100%.
They blew up. I mean, they made me like fucking Justin Timberlake songs. You know what I mean? Like, I would have never thought I would have dug
like
a Justin Timberlake
I like
song.
JT. I think he's good.
Well, you know, I shouldn't say that too loud.
No,
I've never heard
of
any of it.
That's all right.
I'm not
for pop music,
I don't think it's
all right.
It's not, I mean, it's not fucking, you know, the greatest stuff in the world, but
so
it's not real bubblegummy shit.
One country band. You never heard any country music where you were like, I don't mind this.
Wait,
I can listen to this.
Quite the,
I've had a lot.
The contrary.
Okay.
Hey,
enough.
Do you remember when we went to Nashville?
Mm-hmm.
I tried to convince you and Adam Nury, who's the baddest ass drummer ever, a buddy of ours. I tried to convince you guys that, I can't remember his name. Who's the Garth Brooks?
Yes.
That Garth Brooks writes really good songs, much like Billy Joel writes really good songs.
Yeah.
Are they douchey? Yeah.
Yeah.
But are they well-written songs, dude? And the thunder rolls? That shit's good. I don't give a fuck. Sit in the dark by yourself with AirPods in and listen to that song. It's good.
No, I don't
well, it scared the it made a lot of guys not want to fuck around with their wives for a while. I guarantee that.
Is
he
that
came
the
over.
Meaning of the song?
Oh, yeah.
Damn, I didn't know that.
Yeah, she's gone. Husband's gone. He's all fucking, she's all worried about it, sitting home crying. He comes home. And she smells the fucking perfume and shit and fucking goes crazy on
the
thunder
rolls.
What it's about. Yeah.
I didn't know what that's about. I never really paid attention, honestly.
Me neither.
Yeah, that's why the line that says the lightning flashes in her eyes and he knows that she knows.
Honestly, I never really gave Garth Brooks much of a chance when I was younger and I was
into
punk music and I would see that fucking asshole fly across the the stage, like, down like the Tarzan, you know, yeah. like on a rope. I'm just like, get out of here.
Well, he is a dildo. Cowboy hat. He is a full-on dildo.
Yeah. And the funny thing is about him, they say that, you know, fucking country people are real family-oriented and all that. Bottom line is Garth Brooks fucking cheated on his wife and left her for Trisha Yearwood. Most fucking country people would say, hey, fuck you. There was a guy named Tracy Lawrence, was fucking huge in the mid-90s. Mm-hmm. Fucking gigantic, this guy. And he was going, he started dating one of the NASCAR driver's wife, Bobby, one of the guys that died in a crash. Well, he started dating his wife. And everybody's like, well, that's okay. They were friends, blah, blah, blah. Well, then he beat the shit out of her. His album sales fucking plummeted. He beat his wife. He never got a fucking gig again. His album sales went in the toilet. And country people said, we're not about hitting our fucking wives. And it tanked his whole fucking career. You never heard from the fucking guy again.
Damn. Really? Did she ever cook the cornbread? I mean, did he have an actual reason?
I don't know. I think he was a drinker, big drinker, and one night he got drunk and fucking smacked her around, but it ended up going public.
Well, that's why you always buy a dog.
That's the weird thing about country fucking fans, true, the real hardcore ones. You do something real fucked up and they just fucking desert you. But they didn't do that to Garth Brooks. He fucking cheated on his old lady. Now, well, granted, he gave her millions of fucking dollars when he left.
I don't think it's worth like cheating on him. Yeah.
And he married a fucking rich woman, too. So, I mean.
That's true. Right,
Jason, now I do want to re-answer the question that you asked me about not liking country music. It's not that I don't respect like some bluegrass or whatever, but when I heard that 12 or 13 songs by Ween, that country album, I went, well, then this is it. Now you guys need to do something.
Yeah,
they just
Ween
kept
guy.
Singing sappy shit.
Yeah.
That was it. That's the one. That album's so good. And then the Vandals even had a country album. That was the shit, too.
That album was horrible.
It was bad. I was trying to protect myself. But seriously, that Ween album was so good.
I'm not a Ween fan. I never really got into Ween.
No,
I liked Weezer. I was a Weezer guy for a while.
Ween and Weezer are totally different. But
I'm still a Weezer. Huge Weezer fan. Their last album, Jason. Have you listened to it, the Black album?
No.
Oh, my
maybe
goodness.
Maybe I have, but I don't remember.
Hey, it's fucking good. It's poppy as shit. Yeah. It's fucking good.
I like the first one all right, and that was about it.
Oh, no.
The Blue album, that was it.
That was it, man. I'm not a Weezer guy. I've never really been a Weezer guy. Right. I don't dislike them. They're one of those bands I respect, but I don't really listen to them.
Yeah.
Well, never really did. Hey, so you remember the snorting the boner pills.
Yeah.
And that was his brother. Mm-hmm. And
Enzyte.
Yeah, and as Ryan's mentioned before, Josh isn't with us, but Josh is one of my favorite people of all time.
Yeah, he's
and he
bad.
Has so many great stories because he was awesome.
Yeah.
I want to know, do you have a good Josh story for us? Oh, and I know you got a million of them because it wasn't only his brother, it was his best friend. I mean, they did everything together.
We were seriously but always. You know what?
So
I
many good stories from that guy.
Story, I will say this. I was telling my wife earlier today that what was wild about Josh was he gave me confidence where most of your friends don't go, dude, you're the shit at this. You're the shit at that.
Yeah,
good
you're right.
Good job, bud. I was athletic. I was talented at things, and he would tell me. No one else would. Most people are just in competition. And I didn't realize that. After he left us and I was by myself, I just remember thinking, like, well, who's going to tell me that it's all right, dude? You're talented. You're fine. You know? That bummed me out. Like, that fucked me up. But a good Josh story is, I'll tell you this. I don't know if you want an old one or a new one. I've got thousands.
Just a good one.
We could have
care.
A segment that was just this.
Yeah, I know. But, I got plenty myself, so.
One time, I was, Josh was in the basement. And he was fucking this girl, and me and Gary Billow were watching. We lived in a big-ass house where you had those bay windows into the basement. You could see,
you know
what I'm saying? It was like, you know, wrapped in metal. And he's fucking this chick on this bed in the basement next to a ping-pong table. And me and Gary are like, we're young kids. Like, what the fuck? This is crazy, right? Yes, this is nuts. And he's getting after it. And so is she, man. She was riding dick, man. They were young. They were probably like 23, something like that. And I'm like, this is awesome. And I want to hear this. So I crack. I'm like slowly cracking that window that like it has the weirdest handle lock, weird shit. Like it doesn't really lock, whatever. And it made a noise. Or not, he didn't look, and I slid it. I was like, he didn't hear it. It's fine. I slid it. When I slid it over open, he looked over and went, come down. He just mouthed that, come down.
Come down?
And I was like, Gary, I got to go in there and fuck this chick. So Gary goes, I'm going to stay right here. I'm scared to death because maybe I'm gay. And Jesus Christ. And I go in the house. I'm like, are you ready for this? I'm pumping myself up in the living room. Like, and I'm maybe, well, so if he's 23, I'm like 27 something. I'm way too young.
How could
I'm
you be 27?
I don't know the
math. You're definitely younger than him.
I was 5 years younger than him, and he probably wasn't.
And you were 18, so go ahead.
Yeah, I wasn't that big. I was young. So I go, I'm pumping myself. I'm like, I'm going down there. I'm going to tag team this chick because I have to.
Me and bro.
And my brother told me, like, come down. I go downstairs, and they have all their clothes on, and he just goes, hey, man, do you think I was really going to let you fuck my girl? I was like, yeah, sort of, kind of. And he's like, well, not with you. But yeah, man, he was always a freak just like I am. And dude, he had cock pumps. I inherited like 3 cock pumps when he passed. He I was like, and they were all bad. Do they hurt?
He was
shit?
So obsessed with making his dick bigger. Cracks
no,
me
not
up.
Really. I have a really good water pump. It's the shit.
What does it make it thicker?
It makes it thick, heavy. Heavy for maybe an hour and a half.
Oh, nice.
You know what else, though?
That's all you need.
Percocet. I'm being serious. Percocet makes your dick heavy, but also makes you fuck like a champion.
That's because you can't come.
Dude, I come too quick sometimes.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Especially when it's like strangers, you know? Like, strangers always make me come too fast. Your wife, you're like, I know what you're doing, whatever. Like, let's figure this out. Not that I fuck strangers, babe. unless you let me, right? But Percocet will allow me to stay hard as fuck and fuck forever. And I use these for sometimes we have threesomes, my wife and I. We bring chicks in from Tinder, and it makes me fuck like a champion for 45 minutes.
Nice.
Maybe an hour of just like doing positions. Watching your wife eat a hot chick's pussy should make you come instantly. Yeah. But you shouldn't come instantly.
No,
right?
No,
no right. You keep your shit together, man. Be a man. Pick one of them up for no reason. Shit, I don't know.
Pick one of them up for no reason.
But for real, that Percocet, you got to get on it.
So I'm going to give a quick Josh story because this is one of my favorites of his, too.
Fuck yeah.
Are you familiar with the wrestler, professional wrestler, Dean Ambrose?
No.
Dean Ambrose and John Moxley is what he's called now. He was a heavyweight champion in the WWE. He's still big. He's one of the biggest names there is out there. And he went to our high school. You probably might even have graduated.
I have
with
to
him.
Stop you.
Yeah.
He was fucking Dean Ambrose's sister when we were looking through the window into the basement.
Oh, it was the same girl? Anyways, girl and Josh were normal fuckmates or whatever. That was pretty much a thing there for a little bit. I come home one night and my house is full. That's when I lived in Clifton. There's a party going on. We go upstairs, and all I hear is I hear people fucking. All right, open up the door, and Dean Ambrose's sister is getting three-wayed by two guys and Josh. And
what do you mean two guys and Josh?
Well, I'm not giving their names out, but no. They were brothers, which was weird too.
Well, she was three getting dudes? Four-wayed then.
Yeah, there was three dudes. Okay, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think one might have just been watching.
Okay.
But one was definitely working the back. Josh was definitely working the front at the time.
The standing H going.
Yeah. We closed the door and we're just cracking up laughing. And but we're just standing outside the door listening because we just thought it was fucking hilarious because Josh was on one. He's just talking shit and talking dirty to her. Next thing I know, I hear Dr. Dre come on and Josh is yelling. Like, he's banging her from behind at this point going, call me the mighty D-R-E! Call me the mighty D-R-E! It was the fucking funniest thing. Oh, and now it makes it so much better knowing that her brother's a fucking superstar wrestler. And,
oh, fuck
and
yeah.
If he ever hears this, he'll probably beat
dude, he's
my
got
ass.
All the millions of dollars.
Yeah.
I went to school with him. I wrestled with him, man. And he was the quietest person.
Yeah.
And now he's this most like flamboyant, fuck you, I'm the bad guy, I'm the heel. No, he wasn't. He was a sweetheart of a man.
Yeah, I heard he's a nice guy. From everybody that's met him, he said he's a nice guy.
He was so sweet.
It's a little weird. He grew up in a real shitty area of Amelia.
Yeah.
That's so funny, those fucking interviews. Did you ever see that Saturday Night Live clip? It was fucking great. It was The Rock. Dwayne Johnson was a fucking wrestler, and the little fucking fat guy from Saturday Night Live was another wrestler, and they were getting ready to do a promo about their upcoming fight. And the little guy says, hey, don't be afraid to really let me have it on this promo, man. Let's work these people up. Get ready for a fight. And he said, all right. You got it. So The Rock stand there, and the guy says, action. And they start doing this fucking shit. And Rock goes, this guy has herpes and kid porn on his phone.
Oh, shit.
the guy goes, that's not what I was talking about. I was talking about maybe, you know, less personal stuff, you know, like what you're going to do to me in the ring. And he said, I fucked this guy's sister. I mean,
That's the kind of shit I want to see on WWE. That's good.
That would be making much better. Man,
all right, is it Would You Rather time?
It is Would You Rather time.
Because we're getting pretty deep into this. I got a good Would You Rather for Ryan.
Do you know the Would You Rather thing? Uh-uh. All right, we do this at the end of every show, basically. Chris comes up with some options when there's a guest. Usually I answer him, but when there's a guest here, we have the guest answer him. So he's going to give you two options. You have to take one of them. Yeah. There's no,
I'm ready.
There's no kill me, gun to my head.
Gun to your head. You know, you got to say, I'll do one of the other.
I love, by the way, I love Would You Rather.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
A lot.
We do it all the fucking time.
It's great.
All right. Would you rather go into a fucking stadium during a Bengals game, mm-hmm. into any random men's room, and lick the whole top of every toilet seat in the fucking men's room? Okay?
Damn.
Probably, what, 20 toilets in there?
At least.
You just got to run your fucking flat-edged tongue all the way across every fucking seat. Now, if you see a pee drop, maybe you can avoid it, you know, but you've got to keep your tongue on the seat, lick the fucking toilet seat all the way around.
Right.
Okay? Or let your wife fist you for 10 minutes. Full fisting.
This is not even a question, dude. I want to get fisted right now. Dude, I'm serious. Once I get out of here, it turns out we're in the hostel, the scene from the hostel. I didn't know the sun's still out, but once I leave here, I'm going to get back to my day and I'm going to get fisted. And then have dinner and have a nice dinner. Maybe go to
Outback. What about you, Jay? You're licking toilet seats, you're getting fisted.
I don't know. A fist seems pretty retarded, but...
those are your options.
My wife does have small hands, so there's that.
Yeah, you're good, bud.
I don't know.
It's a fist,
I don't
dude.
Want a fist in my asshole,
you're getting
man.
Fisted to
I'm
the
not,
watch.
I'm not Ryan. I think I might lick the toilet seats.
No.
Fucking Bengals game, dude. Guys with every fucking known STD known to man are sitting on those
then
fucking
have
things.
A full fist? That's going to be hard recovery time. You guys both said that dildo was uncomfortable. You with your two fingers, you said it took hours for it to snap back in place.
Hurt, but I mean, how like long is it going to hurt for?
Well, I will tell you this, Jay. If my asshole was prolapsed and I had myself some sort of colon issues, I wouldn't give a fuck about that compared to what I would get from licking a toilet seat at a Bengals game. And by the way, fuck that. I just realized no one's going to Bengals games anymore, so maybe I'm licking the fucking toilet seat. No one wants to go.
No, I said during a Bengals game. There's still going to be guys
hovering.
No, I
know, but no one's going to be
there.
There's
going to be poop residue on that. There's going to be all kinds of nasty. I guarantee guys are beating off in those fucking stalls. You're going to get everything.
Listen, I wouldn't lick my own toilet seat, and I clean it often. I wouldn't lick my own toilet seat before I got fisted by my wife. I would let my wife fist the fuck out of me, and I stand by that. She could put it on like a broomstick and just get after me.
And I feel like she's not... She's not a small girl. She has some pretty decent hands on her.
She has the same size hands.
I was gonna say she's like 5'5" whatever the hell she is. She's not like a little girl.
But she's got a big ass on her and big hands.
So yeah, that might
you know
be
that
painful.
We've 69'd each other before and ate each other's asses at the same time, and that was the sweetest thing that I've ever been a part of.
The most romantic thing ever.
Yeah, in Little Mermaid, where they're like, "Go on and kiss the girl," and it's all "sha la 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 la," don't be shy. And she's eating my ass, and I'm eating her ass, and I was like in love. It was the craziest thing I've ever been a part of.
You had that Little Mermaid song going in your head,
didn't you?
La, 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 la.
Don't be shy, right? Go on and kiss the girl.
God,
I gotta get out of here.
Yeah, we're just about ready to wrap it up anyway.
Yep.
Guys, this was episode 12. Big thanks to Ryan for coming down. It was fucking awesome.
Seriously, thanks for having me, man.
That was great, man.
I want to come back.
Yeah, you'll be back.
You'll be back.
You'll be back for sure, especially since you only live up the road. You're an easy guest. It saves on our travel expenses when we have to.
Oh, you still
got to
catch Ryan early. He's going to be 10 shades to the wind by 5 o'clock if you don't catch him early. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah, but you know what?
It's not good for me.
Anybody who regularly gets their butt eaten, I'm having back.
Let's go.
Yes, that's true.
I want to hear stories. Now, does she ever, just real quick before we sign off, when she's eating your ass, does she lick it or does she try to stick her tongue in it?
Both. Both, sir. Hey, she is the sweetest thing. Whoa. Right? That's a fact.
All right, we're signing off on that, guys.
Later, guys.
See ya.
For 10 years have passed.
the day. Your stories are the same, but the ends have all changed. You carry on like you were some type of guy. Some things will never change. We went home to see our folks. We laughed and we told jokes. It was like we were young again. On that deathbed our mother lay. How long she's got they still can't say. Took all this to get us back together again. How long is this gonna last? You can't keep reliving your past. Screwing over the ones that you love in the name of some new drug. Sometime I know there's better brothers, but you're the only one that's mine. I know there's better brothers, but you're the only one that's mine. Still nothing has changed.